Hello, welcome to episode 8 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am in a swamp. Yes, there are actual swamps. Washington, D.C. is not just a metaphorical swamp, it's an actual swamp, or at least the surrounding area does have actual real swamps. I think Nancy Pelosi might actually live in the primordial ooze behind me here, so if you see her sneaking up on me, let me know. What am I doing here? I'm trying to raise the, after of course making a joke about Pelosi living in a swamp, I'm trying to elevate the debate. I'm trying to elevate the rhetoric, the political discourse. Really what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help Republicans make better arguments. And a lot of what I see, the Democrats are great at making arguments that sound good, and one of the reasons is because they're always sort of focused on the common good, right? The greater good. And so I want to talk about that, about the difference between individualism and collectivism. You know, the Democrats are collectivists. The individual is nothing to the Democrat. To the Democrat Party. The individual means nothing. They will crush the individual. They will stomp on the individual. Each individual person's rights mean absolutely nothing to the Democrat Party. And, you know, all you have to do is look at how they treat individuals. If any individual who dares to stray from the standard talking points, or any individual who has sort of a different opinion, disagreement, they will crush that individual. They will destroy them because they don't care about the individual. Individual rights mean nothing to the Democrat Party, only the collective. And the Republican Party needs to point that out. We need to point out, we need to be the party of the individual. Each individual person has rights, and this goes back to what I was talking before, previous episodes, about natural rights. Every single person has the rights to life, liberty, and property, and nobody can violate those rights, not even in the name of the greater good. And the Democrats are all about violating those rights. They don't care at all about individual rights. And you know, once we subjugate, once we make the individual secondary to the collective, we open the door to every imaginable atrocity throughout history. You know, the Nazis slaughtered the Jews because they believed that that was for the greater good, for the greater good of German society or humanity. And the rights of each individual Jewish person didn't matter at all. Each individual Jewish person meant nothing to the Nazis. And that's the same mentality that the Democrat Party has today. Once we give in to this mentality that everything you do affects me, so therefore, I should have the power to veto everything you do. Once we give up, once we give into that mentality, then we've got we lose our humanity, and that's what the Democrats are. That's the world they're leading us down. So I'm getting eaten by various swamp bugs. But once we give up our individualism, once we say that the individual doesn't matter anymore, then all atrocities are on the table. All atrocities are okay. And it doesn't matter. You could look at the Rwandan genocide. You can look at the Armenian genocide. You can look at the Jews during the Holocaust. You can look at the Chinese the, you know, 30 million people being killed or starved to death. You can look at the killing fields of Cambodia. You know, they believed, you know, these people believed that this was for the greater good, and they no longer believed in the rights of each individual person to life, liberty, and property. And I think you could look at 2020, you could, well, right now, still in 2021, with the Democrats, their attitude toward COVID, their attitude is that your rights don't matter. Your business, your job, your life, your freedom, your choices don't matter at all to the Democrats. You must subjugate yourself to the collective, to the greater good. They will stop. You know, it's Orwell said it best when he said, you know, picture a human, the future is a boot stomping on a human face forever. You know, and I don't want to be overdramatic here, but that's exactly what the Democrats are leading us down. That's exactly the road they're leading us down. And we need to point this out. We need to because, you know, who is going to be in charge, right? The Democrats, the Democrat leadership, the politicians, people like Nancy Pelosi, they love this idea of crushing individual rights in the name of serving the greater good. They love that idea because they will be the ones in charge. They will be the ones making the decisions. They will be the ones stomping on the human face. And so they, you know, a great example, COVID is a great example. Another great example is climate change. Climate change. You know, they can basically connect anything to climate change. They can connect, doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. You want to go on vacation? Climate change. You want to have a baby? Climate change. You want to drive a car? You want to stay in a hotel room? You want to buy a piece of electronic equipment? You know, it doesn't matter what you want to do now. You know, you want to charge your electric car? Well, you just have to wait. You know, now they're saying, we're hearing about this in California and the UK, where if you have an electric car, they're asking you not to charge it during peak hours, and or don't charge it all the way up, you know, because they don't have enough electricity. So once they, but it's all in the name of the greater good. It's all to serve the greater good. Once they, you know, they can connect anything you do. Every imaginable detail of your life can be connected to climate change or some other way of the greater good, you know, and that gives them free license to control everything you do. Everything you do. And that is extremely unlibertarian. Obviously, we believe, you know, libertarians believe in life, liberty, property. Each individual has rights, that those rights cannot be violated. And, you know, the other part of this is it's a majoritarian attitude that the Democrats have. They really believe that as long as we vote on it, it's okay. You can do anything you want. As long as you vote on it, it's okay. And you know, that brings you to, for example, slavery. Well, slavery was a majoritarian view. The majority believed in slavery. They agreed with slavery. And so slavery was a thing in the United States. It was a thing all over the world. Still a thing in some parts of the world. But the slavery was possible because people didn't believe that each individual human being has rights that cannot be violated. And that's the you know, once we give up that, once we turn our backs on that, it's game over. The these people in the government can do anything they want to us, to you, and as long as they can say, well, it's for the greater good, they can kick down your door, they can control every detail of your life. As long as it's for the greater good, then it's perfectly fine. So, you know, this is a very dangerous attitude that the Democrats have. And that's what we need to point out. We need to attack them on this idea. They are collectivists. We are the individualists. We believe in the rights of each individual person. And these rights cannot be violated. Now, it brings us sometimes to some difficult questions, obviously, because the Republican, there have been Republican stances, Republican policies that have been inconsistent with this belief in individual rights. And so, you know, we have to, once, you know, like I said in my I think it was the previous episode about using the libertarian ideal as a North Star to guide us and show us what is, you know, to keep us from straying too far. As long as we focus on individualism and individual rights, and that individuals are the most important, the foundation of peaceful civilization itself, and we cannot allow these people in government, the Democrats, or even our fellow Republicans, we cannot allow them to violate individual rights in the name of the greater good. You know, unless, obviously, there's a person who's actually in the middle of a shooting spree or, you know, something, obviously. You know, there is a time to punish people who are violating other people's rights. But, you know, you have to be very careful about what you're going to involve government with, you know, what you are going to do with this power to serve the greater good, because it's an open question. It's a very open-ended, it's an endless road that goes, you can take it as far as you want, and it'll take you right to the Holocaust. So let's not go there. So let's keep our principles of individual rights, individualism, as opposed to collectivism. Let's keep that balance way on the side of the individual, unlike the Democrats who want to shift that balance way onto the side of the collective and collectivism. So, all right, well, that's episode 8. You know, I think it's important to think about this stuff. You know, we need to, the Republicans need to hold Democrat feet to the fire on this kind of an issue, on this kind of philosophy. And I think we can win these debates, we can win these elections if we stick to our principles. And we can stop these Democrats from going too far, which they already have. They've already gone too far, way too far. So, all right, well, that's episode number 8. Thanks for watching, listening, and I will see you on the next episode, episode 9. Bye-bye.